Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, Hashkavashia on Chag Shavuos.
My wife, 72. 72 hours. If she discharges the Shechvazera within the 72 hours, so then she's male. If beyond that, she's male. Now the Gemara says that this machlekes depends upon another machlekes. Between the machlekes that there is, the machlekes that there is between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon. When was the Torah given? Whether on the 6th of Sivan or on the 7th of Sivan? Rabbi Yossi holds that the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. And Rabbanon say that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. Now, all agree that on the 1st of Sivan, they arrived in Sinai. The Jews arrived in Sinai. And all agree that the Torah was given on Shabbos. The question is whether Rish Chedesh Sivan in that year was on Sunday, as Rabbi Yossi says. Rish Chedesh Sivan was on Sunday. And Rabbanon say that Rish Chedesh Sivan was on Monday. Now, Rabbi Yossi says that Rish Chedesh, that they arrived, and of course everybody agrees that they arrived on the 1st of Sivan. Now, but Rabbi Yossi says that the first day of Sivan, Rish Chedesh was on Sunday. So on Sunday they arrived in Sinai. Then on the second day, they were told, Memlechet Kehanim V'Goy Kodesh. In other words, they were told that they are going to receive the Torah. And the Jews agreed. So Moshe transmitted the response of the Jews on the same day. That was on the second day, on Monday. Now on Tuesday, which was the 3rd of Sivan, so they wanted Tave, the Shloshes Yimei Agbor. Shloshes Yimei Agbor. The Mitzvah of Agbor. I shouldn't say Shloshes Yimei Agbor, because that's a question whether it's Shloshes or not. So they want it Tave and the Mitzvah with the Mitzvah of Agbor, of Igbalto Es Om Sobis. That was on Tuesday. On Wednesday, according to Rabbi Yossi, so they were enjoined to bin cheni v'shloishet hayon mitzvah sprit. So that means that the last day when Jews could have cohabitation was Wednesday. So according to Rabbi Yossi, so you had Thursday. So you had Wednesday, the duration of Wednesday, and Thursday and Friday. So they could be table Friday night, and even if she was Ipilates Shechvazera after the Tfilah, so it didn't matter. Because if any woman was Ipilates Shechvazera after the Tfilah on Friday night, so it was already beyond the three days. According to Rabbanon, so Rish Chedesh Sivan was on Monday. They arrived on Monday. Then on the second, then on Tuesday, they won Itztave, Mamlechas Kehan in the Gekodesh. So Moshe told them of Mamlechas Kehan in the Gekodesh. On Wednesday, he told them of the Mitzvah Sagbola, the Abo of Idlohu Mitzvah Sagbola, the Hei of it Priest. So on Thursday, they were enjoined to be separated. So that means that only 2 days, that if a woman was Pilate Shechvazera on Friday night after Tfilah, so that was within the third day. And still it didn't matter. Why? Because the Rabbanon hold that Pilate Shechvazera b'yoyim ha'shlishi is teiro. Rabbi Yossi holds that Pilate Shechvazera b'yoyim ha'shlishi is teiro, but b'yoyim ha'rvi is teiro. Now, so according to the Gemara, it seems that the halacha that Pilate Shechvazera b'yoyim ha'shlishi is teiro could be based only upon the shita of Rabbi Yossi. According to the Rabbanon, who say that bivor b'chedesh, bivor b'chedesh nitno hatero, so we couldn't say that pileta shichvazera b'yei mashlishi is teiro. Pileta is teiro. Then according to Rabbanon, we must say pileta shichvazera b'yei mashlishi is teiro. Because if any Bat Yisroel was pileta shichvazera on Friday night after Tvile, so it didn't matter. And according to the Rabbanon, it was the third day, because they only started mitzvah sprisa on Thursday. So it follows that according to the Rabbanon, we must say that Pileta Shechvazera B'yei Mashlishi is there. Now, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbi Ben Azariah, or do we paskin like the other Tanoim, that Pileta Shechvazera B'yei Mashlishi is Meyo? So the Rambam paskin that Pileta Shechvazera B'yei Mashlishi is there. However, the Rosh Tesis, paskin that Pileta Shechvazera B'yeim Hashlishi Yisneyo, like the Chachon, not like Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. That if she Pileta Shechvazera within 72 hours subsequent to cohabitation, so she becomes Neyo. This is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yerideya Simen Kuf Tzadikov. Now the whole cheshbon that a woman has to count 5 unclean days in addition to the 7 clean days is based upon this fact that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Pileta Shechvazera b'teich shishoinis, so is Neyo. Alright, I don't want to go into that. Now today the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Yodeya Simen Kuf Tzadik Vov that Pileta Shechvazera b'teich shishoinis is Neyo. So it follows that according to the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, we have to assume that the Torah was given when? That the Torah was given b'Zayin b'Sivan. So when should we celebrate Shavuos? Zayin b'Sivan. When do we celebrate Shavuos? Sixth of Sivan. The sixth of Sivan. You know that. That we celebrate the sixth of Sivan. In the time of Rio, so it was possible, some years, Shavuos occurred on the seventh, some years on the fifth. But Bizman al Cheshbon, it's always on the 6th. And even Bizman al Riyah, most of the times it was on the 6th. But Bizman al Cheshbon, it is always, without any exception, on the 6th of Sivan. Now, the Shulchan Aruch concedes that Shavuos is to be celebrated on the 6th of Sivan. So the Mogen Avraham, in Tov Tzadik Dalet, raises the question, how can we reconcile these two halachas? On one hand, the Shavuos, the well-established halacha, the Shavuos is to be celebrated on the 6th of Sivan, which can only hold true according to the Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon say that nitztavu al mitzvah sprisho behei, so that means Pileta Shechvazera b'yoim gimul is teiro. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Kuf Tzadik Vov of Yodeya that Pileta Shechvazera teich shishoinis within 72 hours, so it's neyo. So that is the kash of the Mogen Avraham in Rechaim Simen Tov Tzadik Dalet. So the Mogen Avraham gives the teretz that actually the Shulchan Aruch also agrees that Mikra Didine we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Pileta Shechvazera b'yeim shlishi is toyo. So that means like the Rabbah. And this is the reason as to why we celebrate Shavuos. We shall celebrate Shavuos on the 6th, like Rabban. And the reason as to why the Shulchan Aruch is Simen Kuf Tzadik Vov of Yodeya paskins that Pileta Shechvazera b'tich shishoinis, so is because of the Chumre Baal. It's just a Chumre. It's not me, Chalidin. Now, there are two difficulties attached to this text. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that it's a Chumre Baal. The plain meaning of the Russian in the Shulchan Aruch is that Mikra de Dina, so Pileta Shechvazera b'tich shishoinis is Meir. And the second question is, assuming that the Shulchan Aruch really paskins Mikra de Dina like the Rabbanon, Like Rabbonon in the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yisi, but like Rabbeinu ben Azariah in the machlekes between Rabbeinu ben Azariah and the Chachamim, the other Chachamim. So, assuming that they passed like Rabbeinu ben Azariah, that Pilate Sheikh Vazera, Bisech Shlisha Yomim Mistail. So that disposes of the difficulty that was raised against the Shulchan Aruch. But if we have to resolve a difficulty that exists in respect to the Shulchan Aruch, so you are certainly required to resolve a difficulty that might exist in respect to Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi certainly holds that the Torah was given on the seventh of Sivan. He says so in so many words. It was given on the seventh of Sivan. Now, so if it was given on the seventh of Sivan and Shavuos is the Yom Tov, is Man Matan Tavaseinu, so when should we celebrate according to Rabbi Yisi Shavuos? On the seventh of Sivan. It goes without saying that Rabbi Yisi would agree that we have to celebrate Shavuos on the same day as we celebrate according to the Chachamim. On the sixth, Rabbi Yisi has no machlekes with Rabbanon on the question of the calendar. He has no machlekes. He has a machlekes when the Torah was given. But Rabbi Yisi agrees with the Chachamim that Shavuos is celebrated on a certain day. There is no dispute between one time and another as to what day Shavuos is to be celebrated today. There's no machlekes. So the question arises, according to it, we celebrate Shavuos always on the 6th of Sivan. It's Malachesh Mitz always, without any exception. But according to Shavuos, allegedly, is the Yom Tov of what? Of Matan Tavaseinu, we say so in the Tfilah. So, and this is the reason as to why you have to celebrate Shavuos. So, and according to Rabbi Yisi, the Torah was given on the 7th, so there should be a correspondence between the day of Shavuos and the day of Matan Torah. Otherwise, there is a discrepancy between the motive of Shavuos and the celebration of Shavuos. We don't find such a thing in regard to any other holiday. Pesach we celebrate on the day that it happened. Not on the following day. So, the Magen Avraham really doesn't gain much by giving this teretz. He only gains to the extent that the difficulty that existed in respect to the Mechaber is resolved. But the same difficulty exists in respect to Rabbi Yisi. Now, that's one kasha. Then, another kasha that everybody raises, the Magen Avraham, the Bach, everyone. Shavuos is celebrated on what day? On today it is, of course, the 6th of Sivan. But it's the 50th day as of the Mimochas HaShabbos, as of the Maror of Shabbos, as of the Maror of the first day of Pesach. In other words, the 50th as of the 16th of Nisan. The 50th as of the 16th of Nisan. Torah says so. Now, this is so when we consider it from the point of view of the parash in the Torah of Svartem Lochem Mimochas HaShabbos. But when we consider it from the point of view of Zman Matan Tereseinu, there seems to be a discrepancy between the two chesedins. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, the same Gemara that everybody agrees, Rabbi Yisi and the Rabbonon, that Yitzias Mitzrayim took place on a Thursday. On a Thursday. Yeah, I know, but I mean, we're passing here. There is one price here. See, there is one, yeah. But the Gemara says, I mean, that even Rabbi Yisi can agree with this price. Yeah. That Yitzias Mitzrayim took place on Thursday.
Even Rabbonon,
that's right. Even Rabbonon, sorry. Even the Rabbonon can agree that it took place on a Thursday. Now, so the Gemara has the kashe. How can that hold true according to the Rabbonon? Now, Nisan is a moed. If Nisan is a moed, now, if Yitzias Mitzrayim was on the 15th of Nisan. So the 15th of Nisan was a Thursday. So the 29th of Nisan was also a Thursday. So Friday was the 30th of Nisan, and Shabbos was the 31st, and since it is a mole, so it's the first of year. So Shabbos was the first of year. Now here is a choser, it's a chod molech at choser. Here is a choser, now Shabbos is the first of year. So Shabbos again is the 29th of year. Now, If it's Hosea, so the 30th of year is Sunday, which is the first of Sivan. So the first of Sivan is a Sunday. How can it be Monday, as Rabbonim say? So the Gemara gives a teretz. So the Gemara gives a teretz that according to the Rabbonon, so the year of that year was Miubeh. That's unusual. But in that year, the year was Miubeh. So that means that not the 30th of the year was declared as the first of Sivan, but the 31st of the year was declared as the first of Sivan. Now, when was that? That was Monday. All right. So, according to this Gemara, so Rabbonon and Rabbi Yisi both agree that Yitzias Mitzrayim took place on Thursday. Now, if Yitzias Mitzrayim took place on Thursday, so that means the 15th of Nisan was Thursday. The 16th of Nisan was Friday, right? Friday. Now, if Friday was the 16th of Nisan, and the 50th as of Mimochat HaShabbos, what does it mean? Mimochat HaShabbos, 16th of Nisan. The 50th as of the 16th of Nisan, in the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, was also Friday. So where should it have been? Friday. But it was, Matan Torah was on Shabbat. So the Kashi is, according to Rabbanon and Rabbi Yis. So there is a discrepancy, you see. On one hand, we base the determination of Shavuot on the fact that it is the 50th as of the Marrow of the first day of Pesach, as of the Marrow of the 16th of Nisan. So from that point of view, it's always the 50th. On the other hand, we base it upon the fact that the Torah was given on the day. But in that year when the Torah was given, it did not coincide. So the day that the Torah was given did not coincide with the day that was the 50th as of the 16th of Nisan. The 50th as of the 16th of Nisan was Friday, and the Torah was given on Shabbat. So that's the kashe according to the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yis. Now, then there is the third kashe. That only the Chassam Sefer asks. You see, these two kashes everybody asks. I can't mention the names of those who have the kashe because everybody has the kashe. So, but then there's another kashe that I know the Chassam Sefer is. Now the Chassam Sefer asks the kashe, why do we have to celebrate 2 days of Shavuot? Why do we celebrate 2 days of Pesach? 2 days of Sukkot? Why? Because of Sfeika Deyomim. Today there is no Sufik, but to our ancestors there was a Sufik. They didn't know as to whether the expiring month was a Chedesh Miuba or a Chedesh Chosei. So they didn't know as to whether to observe the 15th as of the 30th of the expiring month as Pesach, or the 15th as of the 31st of the expiring month as Pesach. Same thing is true of Sukkot. So they had to observe, because in the distant places, the shluchim did not reach by Pesach. So they, in those days, when the Omikadosh al Piyoriyo, had to observe in the distant places 2 days. The same thing is true of Sukkot. But Shavuot is dependent upon Pesach. And how is Shavuot determined? By counting 49 days from the Tzayin B'Nissan, from the Omer, from Tzayin B'Nissan, and then the 50th is Shavuot. Well, by Sivan, so the Shluchim that had been sent out by Bezin have reached the remotest part of the world where there were Jews. So there was no Sufik. So even to our ancestors there was no Sufik. So why should we observe today? Other holidays we have to observe today because Minigav Sechem Yadeichem, inasmuch as it was a Sufik unto our ancestors, so we have to deport ourselves accordingly. But Shavuot, in regard to Shavuot, there was no Sufik unto our ancestors. So there couldn't be any Minigav Sechem Yadeichem. Now, the Chassam Sefer gives it Eretz, which is only partly true. Now, the Chassam Sefer points out that an answer to this question is given in the Rambam. It is given in the Rambam. Now, the Rambam says, in Pergimul Milches, Kiddush HaChodesh, Halacha Yudveis. Yesh Mikemeis, Sheo Yumagim Aleihem Shluchei Nisan, Velo Yumagim Lohem Shluchei Tishrei. Umin Adin Oyu Sheyasu Pesach Yimechot, שער יגיע להן שלוחים וידעו באיזה יעים לכבר יש חדש ויעצו יונטף של חג הסוכה שני יומים שער יגיע עליהן השלוחים There are certain distant places in חוץ לארץ that the שלוחי ניסן could reach and the שלוחי תשרה could not reach because the שלוחי תשרה had 2 days less and which they could walk because of the איש החוץ לתרומים and ראש השונה they couldn't walk יונטף you can't walk חוץ לתרום and on Yom Kippur they couldn't walk So there are certain places that the Shluchei Tishrei could not reach, but the Shluchei Nisan could. So Mi'adin, Hoyo Sheyasu Pesach Yimechot, Shear Yigiyu Lehen Shluchim Ve'yedu Beize Yeim Nikvar Yesh Chedesh. Those places that were reached by the Shluchei Tishrei and were notified as to what day was declared Yesh Chedesh, so that they, Mi'adin, they should have observed only 1 day Sukkot, not 2 days. Only 1 day Pesach, not 2 days. But the Chachomim are mistaken that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Uchidei shalilach leibimei adeis. Hizkinu Chachomim shekol mokim shein shluchei tishrei magi shom eisin shnei yomim afilu yontef shalatzach. But in order not to make any distinction between miadeis, between 1 May 8, that 1 May 8 should be observed 2 days and 1 May 8 should be observed 1 day, so the Chachomim declared that even in those places, in those days, where it was a suffix insofar as Sukkot was concerned, but it was no suffix insofar as Pesach was concerned, they had to observe Pesach 2 days anyway. Then the Rambam adds, he concludes with the expression, Afilu Yom Tov Shalatzach. This takone also implied that even Shavuos we have to observe 2 days. Why did the Rambam insert this expression, Afilu Yom Tov Shalatzach? Apparently the Rambam was bothered by a certain difficulty, by the same kasha. Why do we have to observe today's Shavuos? There was no suffix unto the ancestors. So the answer is in the same way as the ancestors who lived in those places that were accessible to the Shluchei Nisan, but not to the Shluchei Tishrei, had to observe in those days today. For the same reason, they had to observe Shavuos in all the years, in all places today. Kidei shalilach leit, Now this is a very good eretz. Only thing is that the Chasam Sefer adds that from this point of view it follows that the avere of Chilul Yom Tov Sheni Shel Shavuos is more chamor than the avere of Chilul Yom Tov Shel Pesach or Shel Sukkot. And Chilul Yom Tov of Shavuos would be like the Chilul Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, the Chilul Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos. Would be like the Chil Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. We know that there is a distinction between Rosh Hashanah and other Yom Tov Sheni. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is a Yim Arichte. And other Yom Tov Sheni is... One second. Alright, well, I said that only part with you, Ari. But the Yom Tov Sheni of other Yom Tovim is mitam asofik. Now, why is Rosh Hashanah or Yim Arichte? Because the observance of 2 days on Rosh Hashanah was not based upon Isofik. As the Gemara explains that in Beitze, that some years, so the Shluchim came le'achar ha-mincho, so then they were made Yisayim Kedesh, Tumocha Kedesh. So that was with Teres Varai, not with Teres Isofik. So even unto the ancestors it was with Teres Varai. So to us it is also with Teres Varai. Therefore it is a din of Gdusha Arich. So, the same way, Shavuos also is more chamor because it has to be observed not b'teiras sofik, but b'teiras vadai, like Rosh Hashanah. So it's more chamor because we find certain kules in respect to Yom Tov Sheni, in respect to Yom Tov Sheni of other Yom Tevim, but not in respect to Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah, because Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah has the chumras of Yom Tov Rish because of this. So the Chasam Sefer says that the same thing would be true, the same chumras would apply to Atzeres, but of course this isn't so, because all the Rishonim say that only on Rosh Hashanah Beitzo Shenolda Beyom Tov Rishen is Asuro Beyom Tov Sheni, but on other Yom Tovim, so it's Neildo Bezeh, so it's Mutzeres Bezeh. Why only on Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah is Dusha Arichte, but other Yom Tovim including, of course, It goes without saying that Shavuos is included, because it says only what Olam Shenim say, only Rosh Hashanah. So that means Shavuos too, Beis Hashanah Dabar Zeh, is Asura, is Muteres, Bezu. So that shows that it's Mitam Sofik. So this part of the Chassam Sefer is not true. But the logic of the Chassam Sefer is true, because of the fact that inasmuch as in regard to Atzeret, it was always observed with Eretz Varai. It was always observed with Eretz Varai. So why should it be observed now with Eretz Sofik? How can we say Minigav Sikha Milechem? In regard to those places that were accessible to the Shluchei Nisan and not the Shluchei Tishrei. So that was only something that was peculiar to certain places. So, and it did not even apply, it didn't even apply to our days. It only applied to the Zman Oriya. So the Chachamim are misaking that in those days, even though in certain places they are not in doubt, because of Lipluk, so they should observe two days. And perhaps in those places, in those days, a Beit HaShemel Bezu was also Bezu. It's not mentioned that it was Materes Bezu. But in regard to Shavuos, so no places and no times it was well known what day Shavuos is. So it was observed by all the Jews, all the Shavuos, throughout the generations, was observed with Eretz Varai, not with Eretz Sofik. So why should we observe it with Eretz Sofik? Isn't it a Kalvachemer, a logical Kalvachemer? Now, if in respect to Rosh Hashanah, where only certain years the Beis Avad observed it as with Eretz Varai, so we have to observe it now with Eretz Varai. So Shavuos, that was in all the years, and in all places, not only by the Beis Avad, observed with Eretz Varai. So it certainly should be observed now with Eretz Varai. But we see, so the logic of the Chassam Sefer is sound. But it isn't so. Because we see from all the Rishenim that on Shavuos, Beis Hashanoldo, the Rishen is Mutar Rishen.
But if Mutar was, Shavuos,
yeah, I understand, but why should it be different than Rosh Hashanah? You see, we did not apply to Rosh Hashanah Keshel Tachli Bimadis. Even though Rosh Hashanah, most of the years, So it was observed, not the Teres, it was not observed 2 days
of
Zavarat. No, it's not that. So you want me to be machmir in the answer or be make on the answer? You see, if I machmir, I'll say it's a flunking question. If I make, I'll say it's a passing question. But I'm a maker, so I'll say it's a passing question, but not a flunking. Alright. Now, how many questions do we have? Three questions. All right. Now these three questions you can consider as questions in halacha. What is it? Yeah, I should have said. I mean, so the talent given by the Mogav Rom is difficult. You see. Now these three questions you can consider as kushyos in halacha. But then, if you want to raise questions in Ashkofe, so you can ask other questions about Shavuos. First of all, we celebrate Shavuos. Why? Because of the luchas that were given when? The 6th of Nisivan, the 7th of Nisivan. But these luchas were broken. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that Shlish Advorim Osa HaKadosh Osa Meisha Midaite, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hiskim Al Yodei. One of the three things that Moshe Osa Midaite is Shvirat HaLuchas. And Moshe did use the Kalachema. He used the Kalachema if Pesach is only Mitzvah Achas. So a Mumer is not allowed to partake of the Pesach. So Kol HaTirei Kule and the Yisroel HaMumrim, they're all heathens, they all worship the golden calf. So they're certainly not competent to have the Torah, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu Hiskim Al Yodei. And then, new luchas were given. So that means that the Kabbalah HaTorah that remained permanent is not the Kabbalah HaTorah of Shavuos, but the Kabbalah HaTorah of the second luchas. When did that take place? Yom Kippur. That took place on Yom Kippur. So So why do we celebrate Zman Matan Tereseinu in Sivan? So we should say Zman Matan Tereseinu, we should say on Yom Kippur, because that, those luchas were broken. Then, at least, this question is not so difficult. If you want, you can say it's a question. And if you want, you can say it's not a question. It all depends what kind of a tarot you give. If you give a good tarot, then it's a good question. But if you don't give a good tarot, so then it's no question at all. But there is another question in Ashkofen, which is more difficult. Now, we say in the Tzilas, and of course Chazal say that, that Shavuos is celebrated as the Zman Matan Tereseinu. But the Torah, at least explicitly, does not mention that Shavuos has anything to do with Matan Tereseinu. Nothing! How does the Torah, on the surface, explain Shavuos as what kind of yontif? How does it designate? You might be Kruvim, or Bishavuos Seichem. So either it's Chag HaShavuos, Bishavuos Seichem in Pinchos, or Chag HaBikurim. What? Now, so what does it mean? Chag HaKotzi or Chag HaBikurim is the same thing. What does it mean? Because it's the day of the first harvest. Which first harvest?
Shtei Alechem.
Well, it is assumed by everyone that it's called Chag HaBikurim because of the mitzvah of Avraham Bikurim in the Mikdash. And there is one Rashi in Sanhedrin which says that it is designated Bikurim because of the mitzvah of Avraham Bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash. But most Rishonim say that it's called Bikurim not because of the mitzvah of Avraham Bikurim. Why not? Because the mitzvah of Avraham Bikurim can be fulfilled after Shavuos too. This is when it commences. But it can be fulfilled after Shavuos. It can be fulfilled completely until Hanukkah. But the Shtei Alechem, that can be fulfilled only on Shavuos. Now what's the mitzvah Shtei Alechem? The first harvest of wheat. Right. And how is it? So in other words, so it seems that we are celebrating what? The first harvest. And then the Torah says that Shavuos is determined how? By counting 49 days, 7 weeks from the offering of the Oima. Of the Oima. What is the Oima? Again the first harvest. But not the first harvest of wheat, but the first harvest of barley. So Shavuos is linked with the first harvest of barley. This is how it is determined, according to the Torah. Not by revelation, not by anything else, but by the first harvest of Baal. On the 16th of Nisan, so we have to bring the Kor Meimer, the Beis HaMikdash, the Minchas Leimer, and we have to start counting 49 days, seven weeks, and then the 50th, is Ishavuos, the 50th Ishavuos. So the question is, just from the point of view of Ashkofe, if Shavuos is the day of Kabbalah Satero, and this is the reason as to why we have to celebrate it, so why does the Torah link it with Doma? And furthermore, what significance is there in the Avraham Avinu that the Yom Tov of Shavuos should be determined by that? Now the Rambam in Mir Nevuchim says, and this is in Medrash Tanchuma, that the reason is why the Torah requires us to count 49 days, to count between Pesach and Shavuos, is in order to express the thought that Beitiacho Esorom Mitzrayim Tavdu Mesarikim Al Oradet, that Seif Maaseh B'Machshavah Tchilah, that the purpose of Yitzeh Mitzrayim was Kabbalah Satero. This is the reason as to why we have to count the days and the weeks between Pesach and Shavuos in order to supply the link between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. So, if that is so, so the Torah should have said, not Mimochas HaShavos, you should start counting from the offering of the Omer, but from Shavos, from the first day of Pesach. Why daske from the second day of Pesach? Why does get from the second day of Pesach? Here's the question. Then, there is another question
which I could have mentioned it among the kashas in Halacha, but I might mention it now. Now, the Gemara in Menachet, Daf Samchei, mentions the discussion that went on, the debate that went on between the Zdukim and the Chachamim, as to whether Mimochas HaShabbos has reference to the first Sunday following the Yom Tov of Pesach, or Mimochas HaShabbos has reference to the second day of Pesach. The Zdukim said Mimochas HaShabbos has reference to the first Sunday following the Yom Tov of Pesach. Yom Tov of Pesach. The Chachamim said that Mimochas HaShabbos means the second day of Yom Tov. Shabbos means Yom Tov, not Shabbos Bereishis. So, the Tanoim, each Tanoim, presents a different riot as to how we know that the Mimochas HaShabbos has reference to the first day of Pesach rather than to Shabbos Bereishis. Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh says that the riot is, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh Eimeir, Harei Yoi Meir Tisperu Chamishim Yei, Kol Tzvirei Shato Sefer Lo Yiyu Elo Chamishim Yei. ואם תאימה ממוחס השבוס, ואם תאימה ממוחס שבוס ברשיס, פה ממשת המתי 51, ופה ממשת המתי 52, 53, 54, 55, 56. So what's the right of Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh? It's impossible to assume, on the basis of the Pshutishal Mikra, that the Mochas HaShabbos is referenced to the Sunday following Pesach, because not only does the Torah say, Mimochas HaShabbos, Usfartem Lochem Mimochas HaShabbos, the Torah also says Tisperu Chamishim Yein. So that means Kol Tzvirei Shato Sefer Lo Yiyu Chamishim Yein. V'im Teima Mimochas HaShabbos Bereishis, Pomim Shato Meitzei 51, Upomim Shato Meitzei 52, 53, 54, 55. In other words, if we say that Mimochas HaShabbos is the first Sunday, so in a year like this year, where the first day of Pesach happens to be on Shabbos, then it is the 50th. Then it happens to be, then Shavuos happens to be the 50th. Happens to be the 50th. But if we say that it is the Sunday following Pesach, so sometimes it's Chamishim V'Shisho. Shavuos is not on the 50th, but Shavuos is on the 56th. How is it on the 56th? 1 second, I know. How is it on the 56th? If Shavuos, instead of the first day of Pesach, instead of occurring on Shabbos, so it's on Sunday. On Sunday. Or on Monday. So it's Pomim, it's Chamishim V'Shisho, and Pomim, it's Chamishim V'Chamisho. So everyone raises the question. How can it be Pomim on Chamishim V'Shisho? How can it be a Chamishim V'Chamisho? So what if the first day of Pesach happens to be on a Sunday? Happens to be on a Sunday. So then, the Mimochas HaShabbos, according to the Zdukim, you cannot refute the argument of Zdukim by reasoning upon the basis of the presumption taken by the Pusik. Now, according to the Zdukim, Mimochas HaShabbos means what? Not the second day of Pesach. It means the first Sunday following Sukkot. Now, if the first day of Pesach is Sunday, so where will Mimochas HaShabbos be? Not Monday. It'll be when? It'll be the following Sunday. As of the following Sunday, so Shavuos will always be the 50th. So what kind of a lie is it? What kind of a lie is it?
And also, even if you refuse to still give out the assumption of the crucifix, but it doesn't come out to more than 50, it comes out to less than 50.
No. No, why? It can come as a Chamishim V'Shisho too? If you start counting, you see, if you start counting on the basis of the crucifix, in other words, Pesach is a Sunday, and then you start counting from one day, so then it can come out to Chamishim V'Shisho, Chamishim V'Shisho. You see, but how can you refute? How can you refute the argument of the supposition that was posited by the Stukim with the supposition that is posited by the Pusik? Alright. No, but according to the Stukim, when is Avachem Efim Ratnu for? The Sunday! Of course, naturally! Of course! It's true that they were Stukim, but they were not idiots, you see. I mean, of course, they said that the Avachem Efim Ratnu for? Also, the Avos Eimer took place on the Sunday. So, what kind of a lie is it? What is it?
What do you mean by?
All right, so still, Jew that calls Shiras al Hamishim Yeim. But when do you start? The Hamishim Yeim, from the day you start. According to the Zdukim, you start from the Sunday. So it's never more than 50. Now, I want to apply a certain pshat that is mentioned in the Einig Yontef. But the Einig Yontef does not apply it to the... Why? He mentions that pshat lipotik, and which is a wonderful pshat, and with that pshat, you can answer all the questions. Now, actually, the potik in a meir is a difficult one. At least, l'fipshutishon liko is difficult. Now the Torah says, "Usfartem lochem mimochas haShabbos veamochas haShabbos miyema viachem efeimer hatnufo sheva haShabboseis mimistiyam." What does it mean, mimochas haShabbos? From the Maror of Pesach, from the 16th of Nisan. 7 weeks. What does 7 weeks mean? 7 full weeks. 49 days. Then the Torah says again, "Ad mimochas haNarapotik, ad mimochas haShabbos haShviis tishlo chamishim yeim." Now, so, what does it mean? First of all, there is an apparent conflict between the two psukim. The first pasuk says, Sheva Shabbos is Mimistiyah. That means 7 full weeks, that's 49 days. And the second pasuk it says, Tisra Hamishim in 50 days. So there is an apparent conflict. So Rashi resolves this apparent conflict. He says, Tisra Hamishim means, Ad Yulayah Bichlal. Up to 50, but not 50. But then the other question is, this seems to be a mere repetition. The Torah said already, Sheva Shabboseis Mimeis Tieno. So why does it have to say again, Ad Mimochas HaShabbos, HaShviis, Tistu Hamishim Yoy. So the Einig Yontef says that, and I don't understand with this chidush, so he can answer the kashe against Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, and the Einig Yontef doesn't even apply it to that kashe, as a terah to that kashe. So he says that actually the Torah here contains two separate mitzvahs. Now, we have a mitzvah of Svirah in regard to the Omer. So there, the mitzvah of Svirah does not consist in making a mental count. You're not yetzer d'chayv by mentally counting the days between the from the Omer. But you have to recite it verbally. Hayim yimechot v'omer. Hayim shnei yomem b'imer. Hayim shleisha yomem b'imer. And so on. The same thing is true of the mitzvah of Sfira that is mentioned in the Torah in regard to Yevreis. That Bez Nagodol had to count. There, it does not consist in a mental count, but in a verbal count. Bezdin had to count the years and the Shemitahs in each year. So, but then we have a mitzvah of Sfira in regard to Ezovot, the Sofolo. She has to count 7 days. Now there, the Torah doesn't mean, even though there is a Shlo, but it's a very difficult Shlo, I mean, and no one agrees with him. But Ezovot is certainly not Nechayeves to say, Hayim Yimechot Lizivosi, Hayim Shnei Yom Lizivosi. She's not. She only has to count it mentally. She has to remember how many days it is. So we have two kinds of sfirah in the Torah. A sfirah that consists in a mental count, and a sfirah that consists not only in a mental, but in a mental and also a verbal count. Now here, when it says, Usvartem lochem mimochas haShabbos miyeit haviyachem esimer atnufo sheva Shabbos ismim esiyeno. Now the Gemara says, "Usratem lochem imachas haShabbos sheikolechot viyechot seifir leatzme." That means that's the pshat of "Usratem lochem," kolechot viyechot. Everyone, every individual is required to make a verbal count to say it. Hayim yimechot beimer, hayim shnei yom beimer. This is one thing, and this, the mimachas haShabbos is taken in this mitzvah of making a verbal count. So what is used as the base? The Omer, the Zion, the Zion Benison, according to most Rishonim, except for the Rambam. So, according to Hashem, when is there a mitzvah? Only there's a kovas emer. There is no a kovas emer. There is no mitzvah of Tzvira Midraisa. Today it's only Midrabah. The Rambam is the only one who holds that even Bizman Hazeh is Midraisa. So what's the yichas of Melachat HaShabbos? HaKovas HaEmer. And even according to the Rambam, so even without HaKovas HaEmer. But so what is the base? What is taken as the base? The 16th? 16th of Nisan is taken as the base in the verbal count. In the verbal count. Then there is another requirement that the Torah imposes upon the Jews. Ad Mimochat HaShabbos HaShviv Tisporu Chamishim Yeim. What does the first Mimochat HaShabbos as reference to the second day of Pesach? But in the second Pasuk Mimochat HaShabbos, the Mimochat HaShabbos HaShviz is reference to what day? To Shavuot. Ad Mimochat is the second Pasuk. Ad Mimochat HaShabbos HaShviz. The Mimochat HaShabbos HaShviz is reference to what? To Shavuot. Again, according to this booking, so the first Mimochat HaShabbos is always a Sunday, and the second Mimochat HaShabbos, Shavuot, is also always on Sunday. According to the Pushim, according to us, so the first Mimochat HaShabbos can be any day of the week, is the second day of Pesach, and the second Mimochat HaShabbos, that is reference to Shavuot, can also be any day of the week. Is the same day of the week as the second day of Pesach is. You see, the second day of Pesach is a Sunday, so the second Mimochat HaShabbos is also a Sunday. If it's a Monday, so it's a Monday, and so on. So this second Pasuk contains another mitzvah. Not a mitzvah to make a verbal count, in which the Mimochat HaShabbos is taken, the Emer is taken as the base from which to start counting. But it's a mitzvah to make a mental count. And the mental count, as the Medrash says, that the Rambam says in Mir Nevuchim, the Jews were mechuyev to count Svire in order to link Pesach with Shavuot. Yetzias Mitzrayim? Yetzias Mitzrayim with Matan Torah. But this does not contain any mitzvah or be verbal count. This is like the Visof Ola Asmo. Like the mitzvah Svire or Vizoma. She doesn't have to count it. She doesn't have to say it. She has to know. She has to know that 7 days have expired. Since she saw Zivet. Same thing is true. Avim Mochat HaShabbos HaShviz until Shavuot. Until Shavuot. And Shavuot will be what? Shavuot will be the 50th as of the Mimochat HaShabbos. But you have to make a mental count of 50 days, not Chamishim Yayin, as Rashi says, after the 50th. But 50 complete days from Pesach, from Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we don't say, Hayim Yimechot Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hayim Shnei Yom Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just as Izoveh doesn't say, Hayim Yimechot Yetzivosi. Yeah, Hayim Shnei Yom Yetzivosi. Because in respect to the Pasuk of Misvartem, of the Mitzvah, of Misvartem Lochem Mimochat HaShabbos, there is the Mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah, it consists of a verbal count. So he has to say it in so many words. Here it's a mental count, like the Sfira of Izoveh. We have to remember how many days have elapsed since Yetzias Mitzrayim, and after 50 days have expired, as of 50 full days have expired as of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then the 51st will be determined as Shavuot. And that is the Mimochat HaShabbos HaShavuot. Now, of course, goes without saying that the 50th as of the second day of Pesach is always the same day as the 51st as of the first day of Pesach. But actually, the count, what is taken as the base, Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the second count, which is only a mental count, it's not a verbal count. So the base is Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the first count of Sfat Chamochat HaShabbos, what is taken as the base? That's the Omer. The Omer, according to the Rambam, even without an Omer, so the Zayin B'Nissan itself is the base. Now, with that we can very well understand the Gemara in Menachem of Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Arei Meyatisru Chamishim Yeim, and that fits very well with the Pshutei Shel Mikra, because the first pasuk says Usfartem Lochem. In other words, Chi Nachachomim Darshan. Chi Kol Echot V'Echot Sefer La'atznei. It implies a mitzvah of a verbal count. Everyone has to count. One cannot say, well, I know. I keep Cheshbon. I know how many days it is. Since the Omer, no, that's not enough. You have to say it in so many words. But as to the other count, Ad Mimochat HaShviz Tisporu Chamishim Yeim, where we were enjoined to make a mental count a mental count of 50 full days from Yetziat Mitzrayim. So he doesn't say, Ad Mimochad HaShabbos Tispichu Lochem. There is no mitzvah panid you to come. We have to remember. It's like the Sfirah of the Zoveh.
There it says, Mitzvah for Allah.
All right. So there are droshes. There are certain droshes. Some law. Now, the raya of Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda is very good. Harayim, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, Harayim, Atisperu Chamishim Yehim. Kol Sfirah Shata Sefer Lo Yehu El Chamishim Yehim. He doesn't say at Chamishim Yehim. As Vashek says here in Chumash. No, Chamishim Yehim. You have to count 50 full days. From what? From Yitzchak time, from the first day of Pesach. From the first day of Pesach. Now, if you say that in Mochat HaShabbos is the first day of Pesach, the second day of Pesach, so the two counts coincide, because the 50th as of the second day of Pesach always coincides with the 51st as of Yetziat Mitzrayim of the first day of Pesach, regardless what day of the week Pesach is. It doesn't make any difference, but according to this book, so they say that the Mochat HaShabbos means what? Means Sunday. Mimochat HaShabbos is always on a Sunday. Now suppose, sometimes the first day of Pesach might be Sunday. So when would this verbal count commence? Sunday. When would the Eimah be offered, according to this looking? The Sunday following, a whole week after the first day of Pesach. The Sunday following the Pesach. So then we'd have to start the verbal count. And then, but there is another count, a mental count. And it should culminate in the same day as the verbal count. But how will it culminate in the same day? It will not culminate in the same day. One count will end on a Sunday, always on a Sunday, whereas the other, if you count only 50 days, it will not culminate on a Sunday, it will culminate on a Monday. And in order that the second mental count should culminate on the same day as the first verbal count, so you have to count not 50 days, but 56 days. The Zeraya of Rabbi Yisi Barabbi Yud. This is a wonderful explanation of the passage. And it harmonizes with the Pshutei Shalmik. Now we can, what is it? Always the Sunday after Pesach. And the Omer is offered on the Sunday after Pesach. Regardless when Pesach is. Always Sunday. Always the Sunday. Always Sunday. And the Christians adapted it from the Zdukis. The Zdukis, the Christians adapted it. So Pentecost is always the Sunday. The Zdukim's point of view is always more convenient than the Pusim's point of view. Alright. So that's why you see so many Jews in America and rabbis, and modern rabbis in America, are inclined to accept this Dukin's point of view because it is more consistent with convenience and comfort. All right, that's a separate matter. Now, so that resolves this difficulty. Now, what was the kashe that was raised as to the discrepancy that there is between the two motives of Shavuos? On one hand, so one more is the motive of Shavuos is what? Is the fact that it's the 50th day as of the Omer, and the other motive is Matan Torah. So there is a discrepancy, because in the time of the year of Matan Torah, so Shavuos was when? Shavuos was when? The 50th as of the 16th of Nisan? No, it was the 51st as of the 16th of Nisan. Because Yetziat Mitzrayim, the first day of Pesach was on Thursday. So that means that the 50th was, so the 16th of Nisan was Friday. So the 50th as of the 16th was Friday. And when was Shavuot celebrated? When was Matan Torah? So that the basis for Shavuot was Shabbos, the 51st. So there is a discrepancy, but there is no discrepancy. Because actually the Yom Tov of Shavuot is determined by two counts. By two counts. One count is a count which has the Omer, or the 16th of Nisan, as a base. And And the other count is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim. And these so far, you see, we said that the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer consists in a verbal count, not merely a mental count. So that is true, insofar as the mitzvah is concerned. So you do not fulfill the mitzvah unless you verbally count Hayin Yimechad HaOmer. But insofar as the determination of Shavuos is concerned, now suppose, Chas V'Sholem, no Jews would bring an Omer, and no Jews would count Omer. Do you think that Shavuos will not be determined on the 50th day as of the 16th of Nisan? Of course it will. Now the determination of Shavuos is not contingent upon the verbal count being realized by the Jews. It is indispensable, the verbal count is indispensable towards the realization of the mitzvah of Sireh, but it is not indispensable, it's not a prerequisite towards the determination of Shavuos. Insofar as the determination of Shavuos is concerned, so it is enough if a mental count of 49 days as of the Zion B'Nissan is realized, without the verbal count. I mean, that is obvious. So there are two mental counts, there are two mental counts that determine the Kedushas Hayayim of Shavuos. One is the mental count that 49 full days must elapse from Mochas HaShabbos, 49 full days, Nimitz, and then again, 50 full days must elapse from Yetzias Mitzrayim. From Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, so the base is not Pesach, the base is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not Pesach, but Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now you ask, if the base is Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that could be realized in the first year. So then there was Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then the Shavuos could be determined by the expiration of 50 days as of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in all the other years, no Yetzias Mitzrayim took place. The answer is, there is a aloche of b'chol day of v'day chay v'odom liris esatzmei ki ruhu yotam Yitzrayim. So actually, I mean, this is not just a shamanic idea, this is a aloche. This is the reason as to why we have to say Hallel. We have to say Hallel Pesach night. There is no Hallel at night. But only there is... Pesach is an exception. Ashir azeh yeh lochem kelel is kadesh chag. And the Ram says, in Psochim, that this Hallel Pesach night is to be distinguished from the Hallel that is recited on certain holidays in the morning. There it's a Hallel of Kriyeh. But the Hallel of Pesach night is a Hallel of Shireh. It's a Hallel of Shireh because there are two kinds of Hallel. There is Nevim Tiknu, that Hallel should be recited. I'll call Perek ve'al kol Nes shel atzibur, shenigolim dey. So one chiyuv of Hallel is a chiyuv to recite the parshas of Hallel on certain days, on certain anniversaries, on certain days. Whether there is an S or there is no S. And then there is another chiyuv of Hallel, of reciting the Hallel as hidoye, as shiro, for the S that overtook us. Now the Jews, when they were delivered from Mitzrayim, they had to say Hallel. Not because of the chiyuv of Kriyat Hallel, Al Kol Perek Perek, but because of the Chiyuv Hallel, B'tei Rashiro, says the Ram. B'tei Rashiro, as gratitude for the Nes that overtook us. So not only were the Jews required in that year, thousands of years ago, to say Hallel, as the Gemara says in Psochim, they said Hallel, because they were delivered from bondage, but every year, Pesach night, we are Mechuyev, not B'tei Rashiro, but B'tei Rashiro. B'tei Rashiro, and the Ram says, the reason is why we don't say Yashishon and Mitzvah, which is one of Likriyat Halel, as we say, let's say, Sukkot in the morning when we recite Halel, and Pesach in the morning when we recite Halel, why Pesach night don't we make a broche? So he says, when can we make a broche if the Halel is recited B'tei Rashiro? So then we make a broche. In other words, a broche implies that I do it because I'm mechuyev to do that. I'm mechuyev to do that. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. So I say, Yashishon will be Mitzvah, because if there hadn't been any chiyuv, I wouldn't wash my hands with the clay. You see. So it's only because of the chiyuv. It is imposed upon me. It's not something that comes from within, that bursts forth from my heart. But chiyuv, gratitude unto God, is not something, is something that has to burst forth from my heart. It's not, I do it because I'm a chiyuv to do it. I have to, the chiyuv has to burst forth by itself. Whether I want it or not, it has to burst forth. That's the whole chalizdin of Hallel B'teiras, 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 B'teiras Shiro. Now it sounds like a sermon, but the Ram says it. That's pure aloche. You see, so it is B'teiras, is B'teiras, B'teiras Shiro. It has the gratitude that has to burst forth from one's heart. So it wouldn't make sense to say a bracha shekishonu mitzvah mitzvonu likres Hallel. I say it because I'm chuyev. I say it because the Hallel burst forth from my heart because of the Nes that overtook the whole tzibur. So every year, Pesach night, we have to say that. Every year. Why? Because the whole day of a day. Oh, Chayav Adam Lira says, that's me, Kilu Yot, and it's right. Oh, Chayav Adam Lira says, that's me, Kilu Yot, and it's right. Shenema, we got it to Levincho. Bameahu, Lema, Babuze, Osad, Shemli. And then we say, in that God, we say, Lificho. First we say, Behold, Deva, Chayav Adam Lira, Satrik, it's right. Shenema, we say, Shenema, Kadavich, Bameahu, Lema, Babuze, Osad, Shem, it's right. Lewis, Abisin, Luvad, Bakush, Bok, or Avison, Shema, we saw it in the shop. And then we say, Lificho, Hanach, Hayovim, Lehede, Sulahal, Shabaya, what does it mean, Lificho? What kind of Lificho is it? What is one thing to do with another? The answer is, because of the fact that the whole day of the day I was on the other side of the time, so I have to recite the Hallel, not the Teras Kriyo. That's not the Chiyuv of the whole Perek or Perek. It's the Chiyuv. It's the Chiyuv B'Teras Shiro. B'Teras Shiro. So I'm not the Chiyuv in the Hallel, so the Hallel. So what is the base in the mental count? The base in the mental count is not the first day, not the 15th day of Sin, but it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. But you'll ask, if the base is Yitzias Mitzrayim, where do we have Yitzias Mitzrayim this year in Tavshin Chav Daled? We do have Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because of the Allah, the whole day of a day, Chayav Adam Lira is a Satsme, Kuliosa Mitzrayim. But the base of the mental count is Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we have to count mentally 50 full days, Nimois, 50 full days from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, every year, other than the first year, the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so we have to act to feel a renewal of the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim, whole day of a day. So that means that the base should be when? The 15th of Nisan. Because right with the when the sun of the 14th of Nisan sets, so there is a renewal of the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole day of a day. So by using that 15th day as the base and counting 50 days from then, so we have the 51st as of the 15th, Shavuot. But Yitzias Mitzrayim, the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, when did Yitzias Mitzrayim occur? When did Yitzias Mitzrayim occur? It occurred in the morning. And the Gemara says in Shabbos that all counts have to be counts of full days. In other words, of a mikvah hayim, so that cannot be included in the count. So the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim did not occur with the sun as soon as the sun of the 14th of Nisan set. When was the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim? When did it occur? In the morning of the 15th. So the balance of the day could not be included in the 50 days, because we have to count, insofar as the mitzvah of the mental count of 50 days from Yitzias Mitzrayim is concerned, we have to count 50 full days. 50 full days. So that's the balance of the 15th in that year could not be included in the count of 50 days. So then we had to start counting with which day? With the 16th. Because if we started the count with the 15th, so we would be including a balance of a day, not the whole day. In all the other years, so as soon as the sun of the 14th sets, we experience a renewal of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because of the halacha of the whole day of the day. But in that year, the experience overtook them the morning of the 15th. So the balance of that day could not be included. So we had to start a count with which day? With the 16th. So in other words, what was the 16th? Was Friday. So Friday was the first in that year. And we had to count 50 days as of Friday. Because that was the first day as of Gula. In all the other years, the first day as of Gula is the 15th. But in that particular year, the first day as of Gula, after Gula, the first full day after Gula, it was the 16th. So, the Matan Torah, the Shavuos, had to be determined by the expiration of 50 days, 50 full days after Gula. What was that? 50 days as of Friday. as a Friday. So Shabbos was what? The 51st. So it was in conformity to this principle of at mimochas haShabbos haShvi'is tisperu chamishim yoim v'ikraftem mincho chadosho chadosho ad Hashem. You see? Yes, that, in that particular year they did not match, all right? It's true. Because after all, after all, you see, when do you have to have both counts in the determination of the Yontef Shuez? But there, it was not Shuez yet. This served as the basis for the Yontef Shuez. An account of what happened on that day, we have to celebrate Shuez. But it was not Shuez as yet. But it was. But when we celebrate Shuez today, so it is in line with the day of Matan Torah, which was also, just as we celebrate Shuez always on the 51st as of Gule, as of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so they too had Matan Torah on the 51st day as of Gule. Now, the reason as to why I mentioned, you see, the Chasam Sefer Starets, that the reason as to why we have 2 days Yom Tov is because of Tachlig Mimadis. But the Chasam Sefer is not right in saying that this is to be treated, Shavuos is to be treated like Rosh Hashanah, as Shema Arichte, because we see Beit Hoshana Oldo, Berishim B'Shavuos is Mutar El Beshein. The question was, on the basis of logic, why should it be different than Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, only in certain years it was observed with Tiras Vaday. Still, the Chachomim declared that the Shavuos is not Arichte, so Shavuos in all the years it was declared with Tiras Vaday. So certainly, it should be observed as Yom Arichte. The answer is this, you see. If Shavuos had been an independent Yom Tov, and it had been observed with Teras Vaday, so of course, we would have to observe it with Teras Vaday, so the Chachomim would be, just as it was applied in regard to Rosh Hashanah, that it should be observed with Teras Vaday. But Shavuos is not an independent Yom Tov. Actually, Nicholas, ובימת ביקורים, בהקריבכם מנחה חדוש על הדשם, בשובו יישיכם, מיקרו קוידש יהיה לכם, כמלכת אבידו לצעשו. So, בשובו יישיכם, in your weeks, in your weekly feast. So, how does Unkelus translate it? He says, and Unkelus always translates it literally, you see. This is the distinction between Unkelus and Yenis and Benizia. He always limits himself to the pshutish al mikro. So, he says, ובימות ביקוריה ביקורביכם, מנחתו חדתו, קודם עד השם, ביעצרו סייכן, מיור הקדיש יהיה לכם, כל אביד הספולכון לא יסעבדון, ביעצרו סייכן. So, בשווי סייכן, it translates, ביעצרו סייכן, עצרס תהיה לכם. And this is the reason as to why the Chachomim, in the Mishnah, in the Braise, it's always designated by the term עצרס. Shavuos is called עצרס. The Torah never refers to Shavuos by the term עצרס. What is עצרס? Word. The Torah refers to the last day of Pesach by עצרס. Shmini Atzeres Atzeres. Why? Because it's a Atzeres really means retention. When it's an extension of the same holiday. Now the seventh day of Pesach is an Atzeres. It's Atziras Achag. It's a retention of the holiday. It's still an extension of the same holiday. And of course even Shmini Atzeres, which is a Chag Bifnei Atzmei, but it is still an extension, a retention of Sukkot. Shmini Chag Atzeres. But Shavuos, why is Shavuos called Atzeres? The answer is because Shavuos is not an independent holiday. Shavuos and Pesach and Shavuos are linked together. And this is the whole concept of Bishuvoi Seichen. This is the reason as to why the Torah did not fix any day for Shavuos, for the Yom Tov of Matan Torah. Matan Torah is not attached to any day. It is linked with Pesach, with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bitzacho esom Mitzrayim tavdun es alikim al or adeh. So this is really a retention of Pesach. The only distinction between the Atzeres of Shvi'i Shel Pesach and Shmini Atzeres on one hand and Shavuos is that there are no Yimei Achil separating the two in the Atzeres of Shvi'i Shel Pesach and the Atzeres of Shmini Atzeres. Whereas in this Atzeres of Shavuos there are Yimei Achil, there are 49 days, not 49 days, 42 days, separating the two. So, but actually it's an Atzeres. And that's the pshat in Bishovo Yiseichem. What does it mean, Bishovo Yiseichem? What does it all mean? In other words, You have to celebrate it as a retention, as a Teres of Fezah. This is why the Torah does not treat it as an independent holiday. It's not an independent holiday. It's actually part ingredients of one holiday, Pesach and Shavuot. And the sphere leaves the two. Now, so since it's dependent, it's contingent upon Pesach, and it's contingent upon Pesach from the point of view of both counts, not only from the point of view of the mental count that is contained in the Pesach of Mochas HaShabbos HaSheni Tisru Hamishim Yerim, but even from the point of view of HaKoves HaEmer of the Zayin Benitzin, it is also linked to, it is also dependent upon Pesach, because the Emer is to be offered when? On the Mar of Pesach. So it's not an independent holiday. It's dependent upon Pesach. So therefore, the Rambam says, inasmuch Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah is an independent holiday. It has nothing to do with other holidays. And inasmuch as certain Rosh Hashanahs were observed with Teiras Vaday, so the Takonis Chachamim was that it should always be observed with Teiras Vaday. Even though not all the Rosh Hashanah were observed with Teiras Vaday, but certain Rosh Hashanahs. But, and had Shavuot been an independent holiday, so the Chachamim would have applied the same Takonis. But Shavuot is not the same kind of independent holiday. The reason as to why it's called Shavuot is because the Torah treats it not as an independent holiday. B'shavu Seicha means it's an Atzeres of Pesach. Atzeres of Pesach. Now, so it is dependent upon Pesach. Now, when the count started, then there was a suffix to our ancestors. And it is this count that ultimately determined the Kedushas Hayom of Shavuot. True, then later on they found out when the count had to commence. But when the count started, which serves as the basis for the termination of Shavuot, then it was a suffix. And because of that suffix, we had to observe Rosh Pesach 2 days. So the Chachomim applied the same takone in regard to Shavuot also, that it should be observed with a suffix, even though actually it was no suffix, but it should be treated as a suffix. Because if it had been treated, because if it were to be treated with Teiras Vaday, then it could not be celebrated as an Atzeres of Pesach, you see. So because of that, the Chachomim were misakein, that it should be treated and it should be observed in the same way as Pesach is. Namely, B'Teiras suffix. Alright. Now, what was the question? There was another question that I asked. Yeah, according to Rabbi Yossi, or the Kashi against the Shulchan Aruch, we don't accept the Teretz given by the Morgan Avraham, and if we do accept the Teretz given by the Morgan Avraham, so there's a Kashi against Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, so Matan Torah took place on the Zayin B'Sivan, and we celebrated on the 6th of Sivan. Well, the answer is this, and that will also give an answer why we celebrate Shavuot in Sivan, you see, rather than Kippur. Because Yom Tov of Shavuot is not dedicated to an event that happened in the past, thousands of years ago. Now, I don't know, I didn't figure out how many years ago the Matan Torah took place. I don't know how many years ago. Over 3,000, but how many years over 3,000, I don't know. So Shavuot is not dedicated to an event in the past. That would be repugnant to the whole Torah, to say that Shavuot is dedicated to an event in the past, because Matan Torah cannot be considered as something that happened in the past. Now, this is the gist of Kabbalah Sim Malchus Shamayim. V'hoyu hadvorim o'eile asher oneichim mitzapcho hayoim arli vovecho. So the Sifri says, sheyiu beinecho kiloheim chadoshes, ki pruzmitoyes chadoshes, v'loi pruzmitoyes yishonis. Pruzmitoye is a proclamation issued by a king. So, a pruzmitoye chadosha, or a new proclamation issued by the king, even though it contains the same things that were contained in an old proclamation, but that is attractive to the people. Whereas an old proclamation is not attractive. So, the halacha is, v'hoya dvorim eila asher oneichim mitzavcho hayoim al levorecho, sheyu benecho kelehim pruzmitoyes chadoshes. You should not consider Matan Torah, Maimed HaSinai, as something that happened in the past. In the past, over 3,000 years ago, you should consider it as something that you are experiencing now. And this is not just a mitzvah drosha, this is a mitzvah sese, a mitzvah slosis, and the fair. V'oidaitom livonecho v'livnei vonecho yoyim asher omareto lifnei adishem alekecho b'cheret. תשומו לך פנטיש ככה את הדבורים אשר אור לנכו, ופן יוצרו מרובך כל ימי חייךו, ואוידאיתם לבנכו ולבני בנכו, יהי מה אשר עמדתו לפני עד השם הלקחו בחרס. So what does it mean? You shouldn't forget, man of the Sinai. How does one forget? Does it mean that one forgets that in order to come within this violation, he has to be a kefir b'tirah l'shamayim, and then he forgets? Torah doesn't mean that. Not only if he's a kefir b'tirah l'shamayim, so he forgets. Even if he's a maimin, and even if he's a shema mitzvah. But if he thinks that the experience of Matan Torah was something that took place in the past, he doesn't feel that it is being constantly renewed, so then he's considered to have violated this halacha. The Ramban says so. This halacha and Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar in his Peirush on Chumash. So he violates the pasuk of Rishom Alecho Pentishkach Es Advorim Asher Ro'u Inecho Ufen Yosuro Mirovecho Kolim Chayecho Voidaitom Livonecho Livonecho Yim Asher Amareto. You can deduce that from the Pshutei Shel Mikro, because it says Voidaitom Livonecho Livnei Vonecho Yim Asher Amareto Lifnei Hashem Alecho Bechiret. Now the Torah does not address itself only to those Jews who lived in the time of Matan Torah, to the Deir HaMidbar. The Torah is given to all the Jews, throughout the generations, at Tivka Adelis. So it addresses itself, the Torah addresses itself to us too. And it says to us, V'yodatom livonecho v'lizmei vonecho, yeim asher omaritov shel kach b'cheret. When did I stand b'cheret? When did I stand? We didn't stand b'cheret. Our remote ancestors to b'cheret. So how can we be mechuyev to transmit this Maimed Har Sinai that we experience to our children? By inculcating faith in Maimed Har Sinai? How? We weren't standing there. Where's the Yim Asher Amot Chol Shliya Dishem Lekecho Bahar Sinai? We didn't stand. The answer is we did stand. Just as in regard to Yitzias Mitzrayim, there is Aloha the whole day of the day. Chayev Odom, Liris Et Atzlich Liyos of Mitzrayim. That this experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim is constantly to be renewed. So this experience of Matan Torah, even more so, is constantly to be renewed. That the gist of Kavua Shem Malchus Shemayim, V'yadvorim Ha'il Asher Onecha Mitzatzcho, Hayoyim Alevavecho. Hayim alavecho, yim asher omat chosni al shemo lekecho b'chireiv. And this is the halacha that is mentioned in Meit Kotten and in Broches, that according to Roman Domar, Balkeri is osa b'divriteiro midaraisi. Why? Because mal hosom b'eimo b'yiro b'retes v'zeyo, af achshov maskan b'reimo b'eimo b'yiro b'retes v'zeyo. So Torah has to be studied with reverence and with awe and with tribulation. Why? Because we have to experience, we have to renew the experience that overtook the Jews at the time of Maimed Har Sinai. Now, you don't have here Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, but if you had, I know it's too late now to get it, but if you had a Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga where it discusses the mitzvah of Hakeil, so the Rambam mentions that when, that, you have it? No, you don't have it. Now, so the Rambam mentions that when the Melech reads the parashas of the Torah, so every Jew is Michuyev to listen with so much reverence and awe. He has to be overwhelmed with so much awe, as if he had heard the voice of the Almighty saying, Onecha l'shem olekecho. Because, Yim asher omatcho lifnei Hashem olekecho b'cheret. So that's the halacha. So, Shavuos is dedicated not to the Matan Torah, the past event of Matan Torah, but to Matan Torah as something that is constantly being renewed. So, this is the reason as to why the Torah had to link it with the Roma. After all, Shavuos is the Yom Tov of Matan Torah, so the Torah linked it with the Roma. And the Roma seems to be an unimportant thing. What is the Roma? You take a measure of the first harvest of barley, and you bring it as an offering in the Beis HaMikdash. And because of this, you have to start counting. Important events are not declared by the Torah to be taken as a base for a count. And this seemingly is unimportant of offering a measure of the first harvest of barley in the Beis HaMikdash is declared by the Torah as the basis for the determination of the Yom Tov of Matan Torah. Why? The answer is that the reason as to why certain Jews do not attain a level of Gdusha is because they become bored with the past events, with their experience. And this is our Now, the Potik says, Kiseli bonim uvne bonim, v'nishamtem bo oretz. I think it's in Eschano, no? Kiseli bonim uvne bonim, v'nishamtem bo oretz, v'ishchatem v'asisem pesel kunaskeil, v'asisem orabin alishem olakach lachise. All right, when you beget children and children's children, and you will be living in the land for a long time, then you'll become corrupted, and you'll make a graven image, and you'll do everything that is evil in the eyes of God. Now, so what connection is there between living in the land for a long time and corruption and making a graven image? Apparently there is a connection. Because what is the basic cause of delinquency? In all times. And certainly today, because there is more delinquency today than any other time. What is the basic cause? Boredom. The fact that they become bored with experiences of life. What is the basic cause of family tragedies? Boredom in the marital relationship. Why do so many youngsters become delinquent? Sometimes youngsters who come from wealthy families. And who have all the comfort in life. Because they become bored with the experiences of life. Why do they become bored with the experiences of life? Because they take everything for granted. Take everything for granted. They think that if they get up in the morning and they are in good health and they have all the food, that it is owing to them. They take it for granted. It is not owing to them. Because and if a certain obstruction takes place, so that impairs the whole health, and it causes the death of the person. But until a person, chas v'sholem, becomes afflicted with a certain misfortune, so he thinks that everything, he takes everything for granted, and he thinks everything is owing to him. So he becomes bored with the best experiences in life. The most sublime experiences of life tend to make life monotonous. And this is what the Torah says. You want to know why Jews at some future day will make a great graven image? Why should a Jew be so stupid to abandon faith in God in Lekim Chaim and bow to an image? Why should he be so stupid? Why should he abandon a Teras Chaim and accept a Teras Elirius? Why? Because of boredom. Because they become bored. You say, Libonim, Libonim, and you live for a long time in the land, you'll have all kinds of comfort, then you'll take everything for granted. You'll think everything is owing to you. V'yishchatem, you'll become corrupted. Then you become bored with life, with all the experiences, with all the pleasures, and you'll look for new thrills, for new adventures, for criminal adventures. And then you'll abandon the Lekim Chaim, and you'll look for something new, because the Lekim Chaim doesn't change, he's immutable. You cannot mold him. But a pestle can be molded. I can change it. I make one pestle today if I'm a good artist. So I change the features. And I become bored with this image. So I make a different kind of a painting. Again I become bored. And again I make something new. So v'asisem orabin ad ishem olakech olachisei. Yizai yidei sivo. Hachem hayim es ha-shamayim v'soret. If you start looking for new thrills, if you become bored with experiences of life, so there is no end to it. The more you look for new thrills, the more bored you'll become. You'll become involved in a vicious cycle. And if you want to relieve yourself and to liberate yourself from this vicious cycle, so there is only one thing, to have the right attitude toward the experiences of life and to realize that the simple things of life are not to be taken for granted. Now, what could be more simple than the first harvest of Baal? It's not a very noble occupation. Now, agriculture in general is not considered as a sublime occupation. Now, the expression poyar, a peasant, was used as an equivalent for a stupid man. That's how people consider it. Agriculture is not a noble occupation. And in agriculture itself, so barley, according to Chazal, is the machal behemo, is the simplest of all kinds of agricultural work. One who is engaged in the work of harvesting barley is engaged in a work that is needed not by human beings, but by behemoths. So the Torah said, don't take that for granted. You don't know how happy you are when you have the first harvest of barley. But you will become bored with it. Now this is with this we can understand as to why the Torah forbade the Yisachodosh. What is the ethical concept behind the Yisachodosh? Now the Torah says, Vilechem v'koli v'charmel, lo yiseichu adetem ayim azeh. Ad, until you bring the omer. So one is not allowed to partake of the new crop until the omer is brought. Why should one be forbidden to eat from the new crop? And if the omer is brought, so then he's allowed. Why? Why is it so? The answer is, because when one partakes of a new crop, so then he feels temporarily relieved of the boredom that there is in life. The old crop is monotonous. A person doesn't like to eat potatoes every day. And if he has to eat potatoes every day, so he wants to eat a different kind of potatoes, a different kind of grain. He can't stand the old crop. When he harvests the new crop, so this gives him a freshness in his life. And he thinks that by harvesting the new crop, so then he'll be relieved of the boredom. But he makes a mistake. He'll be relieved temporarily. But then, after a few days, he'll be bored with this new crop too. And then what? He'll look for new thrills. And you can't get new crops every day. He'll have to wait another year for a new crop. What will he do? He'll look for new outlets, new thrills, new adventures, criminal adventures. So you become involved in a vicious cycle. But if you want to be relieved of the evil of boredom, which is the basic cause of delinquency and of all evil in the world, then you have to infuse an element of spirituality in the simplest things of life. Even into this simplest act, simplest occupation of harvesting barley as food for the behemoth. Could something be more servile, more primitive than that? The most humble kind of work, unskilled labor, to the nth degree. But if you infuse an element of spirituality, and how do you infuse an element of spirituality into the simplest things of life, into all the vicissitudes of life? By taking in Hashem as Ishutef. When God becomes Ishutef in your occupations, so the most primitive and the simplest activity throughout the vicissitudes of life becomes endowed with sublimity and significance. Then you will not be bored. If you are making the email and you take God in as Ishutef in this simple and humble activity of life, so then to become infused with an element of spirituality, and you will not be bored. So then you'll be able to feel a freshness in your experiences. And then you'll be able to realize that the things that you have are not to be taken for granted. And you'll also be able to understand that Matan Torah is not to be considered as an event that happened in the past, because if it is considered an event that happened in the past, so no matter how religious you are, you'll become bored. It'll be the Ishchatem. In order that it should not lead to boredom and to corruption, so you must consider it as an ever-renewing and ever-invigorating and ever-refreshing experience. Now, Shavuos is dedicated to Matan Torah, but not Matan Torah as an event of the past, but the Matan Torah that is ever being renewed, ever being invigorated, ever being refreshed. So, how can we feel a freshness in all the experiences of life? By taking in Almighty God as a partner in the simplest activities of life, by being makriv, a kol maimer, and through that, we'll be relieved of the curse of boredom. Now, the Goen, I'll finish here, I'll conclude here. Now the Goen says, the reason as to why we say, Chosen says, Hariat Mekudeshes Libitaba Zu Kidas Meisha V'Yisrael. Now there might be a few Hasanim here in this room, so it might be worthwhile for them to hear that. So, Hariat Mekudeshes Libitaba Zu Kidas Meisha V'Yisrael. It should be, Hariat Mekudeshes Libitaba Zu Al Pidas Meisha V'Yisrael. Why? Kidas Meisha V'Yisrael? So the Goen says that the attitude of a Chosen towards the Kaleh should be the same as the attitude that a Jew is to entertain towards the Torah. Just as in regard to the Torah, so the Chazal say, V'hoyu ha-dvorim eila sh'onich mitzav chayim al-uvecho, sh'yiu b'inecho k'yiu heim puzmitoyes chadosheis, v'lo yishoneis, because if he considers it as an event of the past, then he will become bored. Then he'll become v'yishchatem v'atizem. So, also in regard to marriage, if you want marriage to be a success, so then you should always consider it as an ever-renewing and ever-refreshing experience, and not something that happened in the past. V'hoyu, this is the reason as why the Pasik, B'yoyim chasenose yuv'yim simchas libei, according to Chazal, has reference to the Yeim chasenor v'chosen, and also to the Matan Torah. Because in both, both are to be considered not as something that happened in the past, but as something that is always being renewed. And that's why the Chosen says, Now, the reason as to why in America so many marriages, prove to be a failure is because, unfortunately, you see, the husbands and the wives in America, by emulating the Darkei Hagoyim, so they consider, they become bored with everything, so they become bored with the marital relationship as well. But in order that we should be able to attain Kedusha, then we have to realize that we can be relieved of boredom only if we infuse the element of spirituality, the element of Kedusha, into the simplest things of life by taking Hashem as a partner, and then we can aspire to be mikabel at all. All right.